Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So until now we were talking about tree fields or orchards. Now we're going to talk about a field where grain is planted or some other things. We'll soon see, but not a tree field. Frekta Mishnah, Ademasai Charshin, Bistei Halavan, Erev Shviyas. When it comes to the trees, you tell me Shuas, according to the Beis Hillel. But here I have a Stei Halavan. So let's touch the word. Lavan means white. White, it's a white field. We call it a white field, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, because there are no trees over here. There's no shade. The shade creates like a dark image. Shadow is dark. There are no shadows, so it's called a white field. But we mean a grain field. Zakta Mishnah, Shetich Lehalecha. Until, lach means moist, until the moisture, in other words, what was wet in this field, when it rained in the winter, it all dried up. Remember, in Eretz Yisrael, it rains only between Sukkot and Pesach. But even after it stops raining, the earth is still moist. How long is it still moist? Usually till a little bit after Pesach. So we know that on year number 6, which is the year before Shemitah, you can plow as long as it's going to benefit in some way the Tefuah of that year. Once your plowing is only going to help the Tefuah of next year, which is the Shemitah year, you have to stop, even though it's well before the 7th year. So again, until when can you plow a grain field, Erev Shviyas? And for the Mishnah, Ad Shetich Lehalecha, till the moisture from the rains of that winter dries up. Kolzman, as long as Shebnei Adam, people, meaning the farmers, Charshim, are still plowing, Lita, to plant, Bamikshois, melons, Uvamidlois, and Diluyan. So we explained in the last parak, Diluyan is melon, squash family. If the ground is still very wet, and you're plowing, you can still plant for these things to grow during year number 6. And as long as the plowing is helping year number 6 plants, it's okay. But once it dries up, so the only reason to plant is to stop appearing it for next year, and that you can't do. Amar Rav Shimon said, this is the same time that we had in regard to the trees. Nesata Tairus Kol Echad VeEchad BeYada. You've put each individual's law in his own hand. Because every farmer is going to say, oh, my ground is still moist. Yeah, my ground is still moist. And the emes is, not all the farms dry up together. One is more exposed to sunlight, one is less exposed to sunlight, one is on a little bit of a hill where the water runs differently. So we can't have different shiurim for everybody. Ella rather, b'stei halavan. When it comes to stei halavan, let's have one uniform shiur, one uniform deadline, and that's ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach. Meaning Pesach of the 6th year. And when it comes to a tree field, Adatzeres, until Shavuos. Now the Bat Tanura explains, the mice at the end of the day, why do we have more time for a tree field? With a grain field, why am I plowing? I'm plowing to prepare for planting. That's the only reason. For that, I need moisture. Once it dries up, there's no more planting. With a grain field, the plowing is not going to help the existing tefuah. Trees are different. Even after the trees are standing here, I still want to plow to get in a little bit of water. Even a little bit of water that I'm going to send down to the roots of the tree by plowing is going to help keep these trees alive. So long after the grain fields have dried up, and any planting there by the grain fields would only help year number 7, tree fields are different. You could still be helping year number 6. So again, the Tanakhama holds, grain fields, year number 6. The deadline is until your field dries up. Rav Shimon says, rather, we're going to have one zman, and that is until Pesach. So again, year number 6, grain fields until Pesach, tree fields until Shavuos. Once again, the Bat Tanura reminds us that this goes according to the Tana, that even when Shemitah is Drabonon, there's Taisus Shvius. Lemaisa, Shvius is only Midaraisa in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Bizman Hazeh, when Shemitah is the Rabbanon, and it's still very chashiv to us, even though it's the Rabbanon, but Lemaisa, the halacha is, Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezin made this decision that there is no Tosfos Shvius when Shemitah itself during year number 7 is only Midrabbanon.